gentlemen, it's time for the Florida Podman.
Welcome to the final episode of season six.
This is the final episode of not the final season, I don't think.
No.
We're going to keep going.
I knew there was a big moment. I couldn't quite recall the words. I think I got them all out. But this is the last episode of this season, and we're going to treat it a little bit differently.
Yeah, so for the last six seasons, plus a couple of specials, I mean, in my mind, you know, Florida, to me, is the happiest place on Earth.
Oh, yeah. There might be a place happier.
Within that Russian doll kind of setup that we want to dive in, the happiest place on Earth within the happiest place on Earth is what we're going to,
yeah,
to talk
that's
about
right.
today.
Let me explain a second. A long time ago, you, in fact, did a story that was inside Disney World. It was the Manuetti's credit card.
Yes.
Or a credit card. And then when I was looking, this was a few weeks back, and I was looking for stories, and I found one other Disney World story, and I just thought, what a shame that we didn't do a Disney special and we put them all together. And I thought, we still can. There's nothing to actually stop that. So I asked you, and we did this separately, can we get a few stories that would make up a bit of a spesh? One other thing we also said was we weren't going to limit ourselves to just one. If we found a few, then that's fine.
I think we'll limit it till we run out of steam.
Till we say, yeah, no
more. Or SD card space, whatever comes first. You can start. We've done it all season. I mean, this isn't the same as all the other episodes, but I'll let you go first for one last time, because next season I'm going to take full advantage of this.
Of course you are, yeah. Okay, so the thing I think is worthwhile pointing out is that the same story is repeated quite a few times on the vlog. So there's a guy who tried to steal a Disney artifact.
I got that one.
Do you know which one I mean?
Go for it. I do.
No, I don't need to go for this one.
Nah, go for it.
Okay. So it's quite a clever idea, or at least it's quite a clever excuse. What's happened here is Florida man posing as Disney worker charged in removal of R2-D2. Now this...
I mean, R2's so innocent.
I know. Do you think Kenny Baker was inside...
the remains of Kenny Baker.
Because they value...
That might be the episode title, by the way. That might be the episode title.
They value this R2-D2 at $10,000. $10,000. So I guess it's kind of... Well,
he's a celebrity after all.
Yeah, and if Disney are going to do it, they're going to do it right. So what basically, this guy's called David Proudfoot. He told investigators he'd applied for a job as security detail. And to prove how good he was, he'd kind of dressed in the khakis and stuff. I don't know which park it was. I imagine it's Hollywood Studios. Or is it a hotel? I can't remember now. But anyway, dressed in the outfit that a cast member would dress in. He even got a name tag printed out. And then he sort of like walked. He picked up R2-D2, so I guess wheeled him out. And he also took him... This is an interesting quote, as well as an unidentified game machine, as if there was some sort of, we have to protect the identity of the...
They've blurred the picture out in the police report.
Well, it backfired, as it always would. He was charged with grand theft and obstruction by false information. There's one line that kind of jumps out as, oh, I can't wait to write this down. And it's R2-D2 might have been the droid he was looking for after all. So I don't think he got the job. This is the other thing as well. He's from Kissimmee. So he's Florida man in Florida World. He's 100% with a Florida story as well. So there you go. What have you got, Kev?
I've got one that I chose specifically for the person's name because it's a fantastic name. I can see this guy wearing sunglasses right. all day long. our guy here is called Chase Holderby.
That's brilliant.
Florida man Chase Holderby nearly falls off Disney's Skyliner platform after chugging beers.
Oh.
Colon, report.
Yeah, I saw this one and I saw a few of a few accounts of this. Yeah. I didn't read any.
I almost feel like we've told this one before. I've seen this one before, but
no, this is fairly
even
recent.
If we have, we're just going to go for it.
Yeah, this is fairly recent.
When is this from? Oh yeah, this is the very end of 2022. So maybe I haven't. There was something else about a guy just getting drunk at a
first date.
Chairlift or something like that. So a Florida man was reportedly arrested after authorities said he caused a disturbance at the Food and Wine Festival at Walt Disney World's Epcot Park. They have a wine festival at Disney, so they're skewing adult. Like, I haven't been to Disneyland since I was like a little fella, a little tyke. Chase Holderby of Merritt Island, Florida, we'll get that on the map, was being very loud and stumbling around the American Adventure Pavilion after witnesses said he chugged two beers in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's not enough to get me drunk. Like, if he's done two beers in 30 seconds for the past 10 minutes, maybe, but... He's only too deep.
No, I think you could you could be poorly, but I don't know if it might not have been just the only beers he's had.
Yeah. Now, the next part reminds me of a story that you told quite recently. In the deputy's report, said that the 30-year-old was shaking everyone's hand in line, and everybody was getting angry with him. Remember your guy on the airplane that just really wanted to shake my hand. he was going around shaking people's hands, high-fiving them, and staggering.
So the Skyliner is the thing that links a few resorts together.
Is that like a little thing you just see? It's like a cable car that kind of goes.
Exactly that.
You don't have to walk the entire way.
It keeps moving as you go on it, and then it kind of leaves the station and then picks up the speed sort of from there. So what you have to do is you have to be on your toes. You have to be like there. Like, you have to be
getting off an escalator.
Yeah, kind of thing. Exactly. So if he is acting like a dick, that's not going to stop him getting on. But acting like a drunk dick is definitely going to stop him. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he got into a verbal dispute with members of his party near the Japan Pavilion. By the time he arrived at the Morocco Pavilion, this guy's getting around. Security asked him to leave. So far, so drunk. But now we're going to go into just an extra little level here that's going to take it to pure Florida, man. This is the security team saying, "We followed Holderby to the International Gateway exit where he took off his shirt and continued asking what he'd done wrong." Why do they always have to take his shirt off, Chris?
The shirt's going to come off. I think this is Chase's MO and always probably has been.
Yeah. So
do we have a photo?
You try to go back
Chase?
Into the... Yeah, I think. Because, that's the reporter.
Because I've got him in my head. He's still a high school jock. And
you know who he is? He's like Poochie the dog off The Simpsons. Remember in the early seasons of The Simpsons where they try to bring in Poochie the dog on the Itchy and Scratchy? He's just this cool skateboarding dog.
Yeah.
I'll let you Google it. So he goes back into the queue to get on the gondola. He was acting belligerent, causing people to be alarmed.
The funny thing is, like... The image that I'm looking at has a picture of the Skyliner, Chase Holderby in the middle, and then the Epcot ball, right? So it's just this really lovely collage of chaos.
It feels like those three images. Okay, now make a story up about these three pictures.
Exactly that.
Basically, he's trying to get onto the gondola. He almost fell... into the area beneath where the attraction operates. He almost got sucked into the guts like Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times, going into the guts of the machine. Park staff say they stopped the transportation system for his safety, inconveniencing and delaying other riders. Oh, there he is. I've just seen a picture of him. He does not look like what I expected. No.
Is this the picture I've just posted to you?
Let me have a look here.
Because the... The funny thing is...
What's the picture next to it? I got the mugshot. I didn't see the one.
The picture of him stood with his family is quite interesting because his child is image censored, you know, quite rightly as well. Yeah. But from a distance, I thought that they just put a paper, like a brown paper bag over the kid's head. But it's not. It's just like a square block of pixels.
So, yeah, our guy here is married with two kids. Yeah. He was arrested on charges of trespassing and disorderly intoxication. Chase Holder beat drunk at Disney World, as you would expect.
Yeah. Okay.
Back over to you if you got anything.
Yes, I do. This guy, I love this headline because I imagine there'd be so much that could go off under this set of circumstances. So it goes, Florida man goes all Florida man at Walt Disney World and LSD is involved. Just a really nice... like, that was enough, but the and LSD is involved. So, I mean, he starts tripping. And the report says Walt Disney World is supposed to be the most magical place on Earth, but apparently, even during a global pandemic, there are going to be people who cause trouble in the park rather than simply enjoy the experiences. So they're all being kind of like holier than thou. And then this guy, he goes, I'm gonna take this LSD and sort of like make the happiest place on Earth the trippiest place on Earth. And he kind of tackles a security guard whilst he's on LSD. He's 19 years old. He's called James Arvid. He's been charged with battery on a uniformed officer. He's been banned after tackling the guy. They're in a headlock. It doesn't really say...
Disney Plus subscription's been canceled.
The thing is, it's not really going into detail about what kind of like the visions that he had. That would have been interesting to see. But this is the bit that is worth calling out. So he's been brought in on a stretcher to the hospital.
Into Disneyland. It's just one of those special days out.
Yeah,
his Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's his last few days on Earth.
He's been subdued, and he's obviously feeling the effects of Class A drugs, and he's been taken to hospital. And whilst he's talking to the nurse, she says like, "What are you done? What are you in for?" And he goes, "I took LSD and tried to kill someone."
I try to curb stomp Pluto.
Yeah, he doesn't remember what happened. There is actually a follow-up story. This isn't the first story of somebody getting high. I imagine not. Like, it's been like Walt Disney World is 50 years old. The other park is longer than that. And somebody is going to go in on psychedelics.
Balls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's... If there's one place you go for a psychedelic experience, it would be that place.
I think, you know, as we talked about, I haven't been to Disneyland or Disney World forever. Like, if I went, I mean, I don't have kids. I'd have to go with someone's kid, like my niece or something like that. If I,
you know,
40-some-odd-year-old guy going to Disneyland by himself, it's just a bit weird. You might be able to get away with going to Galaxy's Edge, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
But anywhere else, you can't just wander around, you know. So I would have to be... very, very drunk.
I'm sure to
go there and just and enjoy. I like the rides, but I don't know. I think if there's no wonderment of a child nearby to feed off that energy, I'd need to be on another plane somewhere. Not airplane, but level. Plane.
So the other story I could say for World League of Idiots, because it was it happens at the other Disney park, but it doesn't say whether he was with his family or not, unfortunately. Okay,
he's 19, so maybe he's with it. Maybe he was the kid. He was the kid. Back over to me. This is from GQ. This is the first time we ever had a story from GQ.
Ooh, it might be. Yeah,
it's not about like fancy suits or anything like that. Headline, and the headline's probably the best part. Lame dad joke gets Florida man banned from Disney World for life.
Now I read this headline. I read the subheader, so I know this kind of like thing it's about, but I only skimmed. So what is the joke?
First of all, the guy's name is David Swindle. Yeah. He's got his own YouTube channel.
Yeah, I wanted to read the joke at the same time as you if I was going to do the story so that we could both react to it together. So this is my first time hearing the joke.
There we go. So Florida man says he was banned from Disney World because he joked about building a meth lab in his hotel room.
What? That was the joke?
Walter White here.
Oh, so it wasn't an actual joke?
No, it wasn't like a bad pun. So according to the news here, this guy was staying in the Pop Century Resort over Labor Day.
Yeah.
When he became upset with an employee, so he wanted basically to extend his room. And I'm not, I don't think physically like build an extension. I think he wanted to stay a little longer.
I need a, like, I want a conservatory. And then he...
The parentheses here is probably, I think, maybe where some of the problems stem from. But in a moment of frustration, Swindler, who says Jesus comes first in his life, followed by his family, then Disney. So that's the order of things.
Jesus, joked that he could, family, Disney. And in that order.
Yeah. So he joked that he could build a meth lab in his room in the time it would take to get some service from the front desk.
Oh,
it's not really a joke.
What service is he wanting? If he's wanting to...
He wants to extend his room. He just wants to like stay an extra night.
That's all. So, why don't you just go down and speak to him?
So based on this, it triggered a middle of the night raid by county sheriff's deputies and Disney security, not to mention a lifetime ban, not from just Disney World, but all Disney properties.
Wait, hang on. What was the raid for?
Because he said he wanted to build a meth lab. Now,
oh, sorry.
Who's taking this guy at face value? Like, call like the front desk people at the hotel call the cops, thinking that this guy's actually going to build a meth lab in his room. And you wouldn't tell anybody.
Oh, hang on a minute. And then the cops going, we should storm the guy.
So Swindle says, don't know why I said meth lab. I should have said I was going to build an atomic bomb or something else. I think the front desk staff of the hotel are the Florida men here for being so stupid to think that a guy could actually, A, build a meth lab
and then waste in his
hotel
time.
Room, and B, tell people he's going to build a meth lab in his hotel room and think that he's being honest.
And like, if that they're saying he wants to extend the room and they're saying, what do you mean, like, extend it for one night or build a meth lab? And that's what he said. That he said meth lab. Yeah. Let's go around.
Second one.
Where's Officer Nibbles?
Get him.
Wow.
Back over to you.
Oh, okay. Right. This one is a very clever man. He's not a clever man. 30-year-old Renan Carletto.
Nice.
Renan.
Sounds like a detective. Carletto.
The preamble here is that there are a lot of videos on how to successfully navigate Disney properties. I don't mean like, you know, how to get around. It's hacks. That's what they refer to them as. How to do your Disney holiday the best possible way, right?
Yeah. So take an empty cup, chop your kids off of the knees so they get on the rides cheaper, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So this is what they're suggesting is the ultimate travel hack. The guy, Renan, steals a cast member's iPad. So it's like tied into like the...
I thought you were going to say eye patch for a second.
Yeah, so
that would make it even better.
What he's got is he's now got access to what cast members see. And he's going around allowing himself to get to the front of the line. So he goes, it's kind of like, you know, does his magic tricks, and then he gets to the front of the line and he says, like a Jedi, I think you'll find these passes work. And then they go, these passes work, front of the queue. So that's what he's done. Now, according to wherever this was from, so this was in Hollywood Studios, by the way, which is where Galaxy's Edge is. So the Jedi mind tricks is completely plausible. Theorizes that he might have been taking advantage of a system that allows people with DAS, or the Disney Accessibility Service. So really, although it is a hack and obviously has committed a crime, he's also taking the piss out of disabled people. And this is not what we do on this show. Right.
No.
The kind of like the ending to this is
never made fun of anybody with any sort of physical or mental impairment ever.
Nope. Having access to Disney's private app sure beats FastPass is what they say in here. They're sort of treating it like a joke, but we would not do that on this show. Over to you, Kevin. No.
How many stories you got left?
I've got a couple. Just a couple, maybe three.
Let's stick to the theme of this season. Let me throw a list in, and then you can wrap up with your stories. How's that?
Okay, yeah, sure.
So my list is, it touches on it, in that there's a picture of what looks like Disney World in the headline. 14 totally bizarre amusement parks from around the world. Can we get away with that in a Disney special? Is that allowed?
I think so, yeah.
The first one, it's my accent. Diggerland, so it's close to Disneyland. Diggerland in the UK is an aspiring construction worker's dream. So this is just like an open field with a bunch of tractors and shit that you can just go in and like start digging holes.
Yeah.
Diggerland.
Can I just tell you something about Diggerland?
Have you been?
It's like a 2 miles from my house.
We are going. It doesn't say where it is.
I thought that's what you were going to reference. It's near Castleford.
Learn more about Diggerland in the link here, so I can dig into that. But no pun intended. Yeah. Oh, we're going. Next time I'm down your way, we're going to Diggerland. We're going to dig us some holes and smash some shit up.
Me and Michelle were talking about this the other day. We can't understand why we've not been yet.
Well, please let me know when you're going. Next one is actually in Florida, to kind of circle
Excellent.
Back. We have Weeki Wachee Springs. I'm not making that up.
Is that how you pronounce it, though?
Weeki. Weeki.
Yeah, definitely. Weeki. Yeah.
Wachee. Wachee. I would say Weeki Wachee.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Weeki Wachee Springs in Spring Hill, Florida is a city of live mermaids.
What?
So it's basically a bunch of... a bunch of poor, exploited, out-of-work actresses that they throw a bikini on and some fake mermaid legs and kick them into a whale tank and have them swim around. And you can have, like, your lunch or whatever, like,
on the
outside of this glass tank. And they're, like, swimming up with a really pained underwater. They're supposed to be smiling underwater. You can tell they're not comfortable at all. They do, yeah, it's been around since the 40s, apparently. There's a religious theme park in Tierra Santa in Buenos Aires, Argentina. It's divided into events from Jesus's life. So there's like...
What?
Nativity land and Last Supper land. And just to keep in...
And then the bit in the middle.
Belly dancers perform in the town square.
Oh, isn't that where Jesus kicked off? It was like, why are you all gambling and belly dancing?
Yeah.
Through a table.
There's a 40-foot tall plastic Jesus statue. At first, when I read it, I thought it said a 40-foot tall phallic Jesus statue, but it's not. I've seen really this awkward. I don't know if this was like on Idiot Abroad or something like that. In China, there's the Dwarf Empire. It's like a...
Yes.
It's like an amusement park, which just it's run by and staffed by like... I'll say the term dwarfs. That's what's in the story. Yeah. I don't know.
You're going to say that's a gray area, but I think I've seen this. Yeah. They have like their own little huts and stuff. I think it was.
Yeah, they do. It's exactly. So these huts, they do like come out and do little dances for everybody. Yeah. Staff must be under 4'3". There's a dwarf king who runs the park.
It's not very diverse, that place, is it?
No, I'm offended, actually.
Yeah.
As someone who's 6'3", I'm offended that I could not get a job there. So many people have expressed concerns that the park is exploiting the staff.
Yeah.
But Dwarf Empire, as they call it, Dwarf Empire insists that their employees get a fair wage as well as guaranteed housing. And, you know, they're giving jobs to people that may not get jobs at the local.
Yeah, protecting people, trampoline which is park good.
Or whatever.
It's a good thing. Dwarf Land, what is it called? Dwarf Kingdom?
Dwarf Empire.
Empire,
Jeju Loveland in Jeju Island, South Korea is an entirely sex-based theme park.
Ooh.
Lots of just like dick sculptures everywhere, pretty much. There's a daycare provided for kids. So you can bring your kids along, dump them out at the daycare, and then go. It's just strange.
Which land is that in?
This is South Korea land. Jeju Love Island in Jeju Island, South Korea.
So you drop your kids off while you go bonking.
Like IKEA, when you just drop them off at the ball pit. No pun intended. In Kent, in England, there's a Dickens World. It brings Charles Dickens' writings to life. I mean, you have to, like, go to the canteen and beg for porridge.
That's quite good, isn't it? And you get to see, the Christmas past and stuff.
Yeah. When you're down over in Florida, where you hop a quick flight to Hacienda Napoles in Puerto Triunfo, Colombia, it's the former home of Pablo Escobar.
Oh, yes! Theme park. Yeah, have you heard this? That when he lived there... He had this mad safari going off. There were rhinos and stuff. And then when he was taken out, the animals had nowhere else to go, so they just kind of like left them there, and then they just like survived. It's like dinosaurs.
They've multiplied. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the reason why there are things like giraffes in wherever it is.
The archway when you walk in is made with pieces of the plane he used to make his first US-bound cocaine run.
It's a fascinating story, that man.
Over in Denmark, we have Bon Bon Land, which is basically just a ripoff of Willy Wonka Land.
Yeah, sweets. Yeah.
Oh, some of Bon Bon Land's top attractions include the Farting Dog and Skidmark roller coasters.
Hang on a minute.
As well as several statues depicting...
I'm booking tickets right now.
But how does that have to do with Willy Wonka World?
I don't even care. You've sold it already. Bon Bon Land...
Bon Bon Land.
Coming your way, yes.
Bon 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 Bons.
It says, Denmark's funniest amusement park. They're hiring, Kev. They're hiring. Are you joining the team?
This is Chris's last episode. Chris is now moving to Denmark.
Apply for the funniest summer job this year.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just do it anyway, just to see what the interview's like.
Yeah. Oh, I'm putting my CV in this afternoon.
Record that. Moving on, almost at the bottom of this here. Park Eco Alberto in El Alberto, Mexico, simulates illegal border crossings. you know these poor little Mexicans that are like running under the fences at the borders and stuff?
That's
you can actually simulate that now. So they're saying that this is set up on the Mexican side of the border. To experience a simulated border crossing, it hopes it will discourage Mexicans from trying the real thing.
Yeah.
I think it's giving us some practice before they try the real thing.
Dress rehearsal.
The main attraction is a 7-mile night walk that mimics crossing the US-Mexico border, complete with barking dogs and run-ins with the border patrol. Oh, there's Officer Nibbles is at it again. Shijing Shan Amusement Park in Beijing, China is a complete knockoff of Disneyland. Constantly being sued by Disney.
Oh, really? Does it even use like their characters and stuff?
Well, no.
What's it called?
Like Shijing Shan. So Shijing Shan. It doesn't. The characters look nothing like anything that would be Disney. They're too terrifying.
God, yeah. I tell you what. I'm looking at the castle now. It's really close to. Oh, they've actually
the castle might be, but there's like a guy looks like a Porky Pig's had a stroke.
Jesus kind of,
man, that's
Christ.
Not even a Disney character.
You know when they've got a hole where you can stick like your head into a thing.
Yeah,
there's one of those, but it's like it's in Snow White's like skirt area, but it's not somewhere you put your head through.
Like she's giving birth to you.
No, that's where you pay for your ticket admission. Like that's you put in the hole. That is, that is Snow White's sort of vaginal area.
Jesus. And finally, they're making an amusement park in the town where Osama bin Laden was killed.
Oh,
it's not open
hell.
Yet, by the way. So don't have to book the holiday
yet. Yeah, don't worry. I've got my diary filled.
So you've got a job to apply for.
Yeah. I'll visit this theme park in Beijing, which... Is the ripoff
what
of
is
Disney.
With that? Is that a hippo exposing her breasts?
Yeah, this is at the park.
The dog farting one. Yeah,
the dog fart. Yeah, it's like a hippo or a thing with its tits out,
lipstick on, and its tits out.
Yeah,
as you do.
Anyway, right? Okay, just a couple of last
back
headlines.
To Disney. Back over to you. Yeah. That was just my little segue in the middle.
No,
there.
We needed to do that, which is fantastic. So this is a guy. He is arrested for carrying a gun into Disneyland. That's not actually what started it off. Aaron Lopez, also of Florida, he was arrested after a security guard. When they do the little bag search, they say, there's a gun here. He sort of says, yeah, you're right. There is a gun there. I need to take this back to the car. And then they're like, just wait a minute. Let me just have a look in the rest of your bag. Okay. He had 48 rounds of ammunition. Hang on. I've mentioned the pistol, the Glock, and a flick knife. This guy is definitely going to cause trouble. Mm-hmm. Here's what he says. He's been banned, by the way. Obviously, that's the right thing to do. It's fortunate for me, I'm going in the summer. He says, the park's rules are stupid.
Therefore, I'll bring a flick knife.
Yeah, this, I just like to, the idea.
To cut that part of the park rule posters, I'll just take my little flick knife and copy and paste that.
My favourite part of this story is where they go, is that a gun? I meant to leave that in the car. And then the guy goes, wait a minute. Let me just have a look at the rest of this. So that's that one. That my last story. And I'm sure there are more. And we may have to do these in the next 5 years, do another one. Mm-hmm. This guy, the headline is, man arrested for using child to sneak into Magic Kingdom. But sneaking is not what this guy did. He sort of like went up to the bit where you put your thumb thing in and you show your pass. And then he didn't do that. He just like caused them hassle and he carried on walking. And the security kind of going, sir, as he's walking down Main Street, going, no, he's not listening. Just walking down. Like, he doesn't want to pay to get in. He doesn't want to. What they're saying is in this headline, ultimately, is he brought the kid to sort of like give him some sort of, I don't know, leeway to butter them up a little bit. Obviously, it didn't work, and he's also been banned. Although, in his defense, he was just merely trying to save $210 admission price.
I went through a list in looking for a list about like the prices of stuff at Disneyland, and like,
it's hot.
You can buy everything from a hamburger that costs like $45 to a crystal princess's castle that costs like $297,000 or something like that.
Yes.
I can only imagine that taking a couple of kids to Disneyland, going to see, you know, Chewbacca, going to see Donald Duck, going on some rides, having some food, repeat for 3 days. That's like, it's got to be $5,000-$7,000.
What we've done is we've paid for the holiday, and then we
snuck in.
We're going to sneak in, and then we're just going to, like, the savings that we would have saved to go on holiday is now the savings that we use to spend on holiday. I've just wrote a list of the things I need to buy, and that's it. Look, I'm just going to leave
you. You're not taking all your podcast money with you.
Yeah, all of it. That's it. That's. I think there are probably more, but you know the ones that we did at the beginning, the guy with the R2-D2 and the guy chugging the beer, that story was repeated like 30 times.
Yeah.
So it was difficult to get any underlying ones. But if anybody has any Disney-related ones, maybe we could do some more as an addendum.
Yeah, or you know, we're not condoning this, but if you like get up to some weird shit at Disney next time you're there, film it, let us know. That goes for you too, Chris. Actually, we need some content for next season.
Actually, there are some fight videos that exist at Disney. Disney fights. People like in queues fights. That the heat's just got to them. But other than that wraps up. Not only does it wrap up the Disney World episode, it wraps up season 6.
The difficult 6th season. To wrap things up for real, though, this is the return of Florida, man. We have been away for a while. We took a year off before this season started.
Yeah.
Traveled around the world,
yes.
Causing chaos in other countries.
Yes.
But yeah, we're back. And I think one thing that I've tried to prove to myself this season was like the amount of stories I told from like this week or like a couple of days ago. There's always going to be content, so we're going to keep going until
we're old
and banned from Disney World.
The difference is going to be for next season. You're starting, so I'm in trouble now because I'm going to have 2 stories prepped for definite.
If we have any ethical hackers listening, let me know because I want to get into Chris's computer and I want to basically steal all his stories. So when I go first, I just want radio silence for the 15 minutes where he's supposed to be telling
us. What a great point. I've got 6 stories here waiting to go for next season already, so look forward to those. Anyway.
I guess on an ending note, then, that makes it official that there will be a next season.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to come back for one.
All right, well, maybe. We'll see how I feel. The newly renamed Florida Podman. Okay, that's it. Yeah, enjoy your winter, spring, summer. Awesome. We don't know when we'll be back, but we'll be back shortly.
Yeah. What about if we put it onto Twitter or something like that, and maybe people could see when that date might be?
Yeah, if I still have the password, sure, we'll do that. It's been a while.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we'll do that. Just keep the subscription in, guys. Don't like cancel it because we haven't had an episode in a little while. Just keep it there, and eventually we'll pop back up.
Excellent. All right.
Is that fair?
That's fair. Perfectly fair.
Thank you for visiting Florida Podmen Disney World Special. Make sure you visit the gift shop on the way out.
Yes.
All right, then, pal. See you guys soon. Thanks. Yeah.
See you later. Bye bye.